वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 3 द बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट 40।
गते मयि युवां लब्ध्वा वरं मत्सदृशं सुतम् ग्राम्यान भोगान अभुञ्जथा युवां प्राप्त मनोरथो।
गते मई आफ्टर माई डिपार्चर युवां बोथ ऑफ यू हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ लब्ध्वा आफ्टर रिसीविंग वरम द बेनेडिक्शन ऑफ हैविंग ए सन मत सदृशम एग्जैक्टली लाइक मी सुतम ए सन ग्राम्यान भोगान एंगेजमेंट इन सेक्स अभुंजथाम एंजॉयड युवान बोथ ऑफ यू प्राप्त having been achieved manorathao the desired result of your aspirations. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, after you received that benediction and I disappeared, you engaged yourself in sex to have a son like me and I fulfilled your desire. Please repeat. After you received that benediction and I disappeared, you engaged yourselves in sex to have a son like me and I fulfilled your desire. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. According to Sanskrit dictionary, Amarkosha, sex life is also called Gramya Dharma, material desire. But in spiritual life, this Gramya Dharma, the material desire for sex, is not very much appreciated. If one has a tinge of attachment for material enjoyments of eating, sleeping, mating and defending, one is not Nishkinchana, but one really should be Nishkinchana. Therefore, one should be free from the desire to beget a child like Krishna by sexual enjoyment. This is indirectly hinted at in this verse. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Isthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupaka Damahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shriyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavasya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam
साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजना सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। वांच कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
After you received that benediction and I disappeared, you engage yourself in sex to have a son like me and I fulfilled your desire. So here in this chapter, these are the words after Vasudev offered prayers to Lord Krishna, Vishnu, then Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna is speaking to Vasudev and Devaki, that you were in the past three lives, you have been my devotee and you have been doing so many austerities to get me as your own son, a son like me, but nobody is like me, so I have to take birth as your son. And you engaged in sex desire, you have a married life. So, in purport, we have already read the purport. So, what Prabhupada is mentioning the purport is that the what is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita 7:11, sex life is not contrary to religious principles, because anyone in family life, so we talk a lot nowadays how to live in Krishna conscious married life. This is very important. Srila Prabhupada is very proud of, or not proud, very, very much, we can say proud, of his Grastha disciples. They're very nice teams. They went to London, they went to other places, they opened big, big temples, and they did so much work for Srila Prabhupada. On the other hand, so I'm not glorifying Grastha or demeaning the sannyasis, but on the other hand, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent his sannyasi disciples to the west to preach, but they were not as successful as the Grastha sent by Srila Prabhupada to the west, western countries, trained by Srila Prabhupada in the austerities. And austerities, very simple. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. Very simple. Krishna consciousness. But these four principles are not binding or forcefully exerted. These are the principles of freedom. These are the means to get us free from the clutches of this cycle of repeated birth and death and birth and death. And we as a devotee in the beginning do not right away think, oh, these four principles, very tough, I'm going. That's why we do not preach hard in the beginning like this. We tell them like Prabhupada, he went to Tompkins Square Park and he just used a simple tomato can and then simple stick and then chanted Hare Krishna. By his potency, by his power, he's empowered by Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna himself, sent to the material world to establish the principle Yuga Dharma. So, very dear to Krishna. So, because the power of his purity, like we said, Srila Prabhupada gave us, books are the basis, utility is the principle, and preaching is the essence. So these books, we preach nothing out of these books. We speak only from these books. That's our basis. We do not whimsically start saying, do this, do that. No. We quote Shastra. We speak from Srila Prabhupada's authorized, authentic purpose. That's how we preach. But preaching needs, because preaching is the essence. If we don't preach, we are finished. If we do not have new devotees joining us, we are finished. We must preach. If we don't preach, we are killing ourselves. We are killing our society. We are going down. Preaching must be there. Book distribution must be there. New people are the life of the temple. Because seeing them, we feel, yes, we have to follow this show, put an example of a good ideal grihastha, put an example of ideal brahmachari, put an example of ideal sannyasi. We are encouraged by their presence. And we bring them to the level by gradual, not criticizing. In the beginning, they may have certain habits, like Srila Prabhupada, his early disciples or early followers, they were engaged in all kinds of nefarious activities. But shuddhanti quickly. Apiche sudhuracharo. They become righteous because of the chanting process, which is the process is very important. Association is very important. So what we are, we got birth. Normal condition. Normal condition means guna karma, certain guna, certain past karma and some inclinations, what we call. We took birth. And based on that, we have certain inclinations. We have certain desires. We have certain style of working. Certain way of thinking is because of guna and karma, with which we took birth. So that's a normal condition. But to execute this normal condition, not everyone has the same normal condition. We took birth with different stages. Somebody is more brahminical, somebody is more brahmachari style, somebody is born like, you know, with the previous spiritual life, they brought so much in this life that it takes very few days for them. Like one time Ganapati Swami was there, and on Gaur Purnima, we decided to do Harinam. Okay, let's go for Harinam. And Ganapati Maharaj said, you never know who you may meet, or who may get along with you, or who may you find that, oh, he was waiting for you to go out to see you. There are many, many souls who are there just waiting. And in 2, 3, 4 days, they can just pick up like that. Because many of Prabhupada's disciples, they met Prabhupada like they knew each other for ages. It took very little time for them to, here's a person who is my eternal guru from life after life. And immediately they surrendered. They took no time. So this is, and then how to execute this normal condition, like with which we born? Varnashrama. And Varnashrama is in essence is a material thing, material process. But Devi Varnashrama, by being gradually controlling or regulating our activities. Human life means regulation. Devotional life means regulation. We may have so many bad things in our mind and heart and in our activities. But by chanting, we can become pure. But by chanting, we get the power of regulation. Utsaha nishchaya dhairyat. Rupa Goswami mentioned in Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction, enthusiasm, utsaha, determination, nishchaya, dhairyat and patience. Yes, this process is the process I want to follow. Why? Because there are results in it. We have seen the results. That's why we associate with devotees. And then, sometimes, now let's go to the practical aspect of this married life, sex life, spiritual life. How to realize all these things in our own life? How to work with other devotees? There are brahmacharis. They are trained inside the temple. they associate with each other. Like about almost 18-20 years ago, I was in Gaur Mandal Parikrama, and I saw in the night a brahmachari is up. We are all tired. You know, in Gaur Mandal Parikrama is not much walking or much physical exertion, like unlike the Vrajamandal Parikrama. So we were not really tired, but I was first time in there, so I felt tired. So we were trying to sleep, and then some brahmacharis in a big machhardani mosquito net, they are sitting 5-6 and reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, because they are in Gaur Desh. In Gaur Desh, they are reading in the night and softly. And later I came to know that the brahmachari was our Glory of India Temple president, what is his name? Mohan Rupa. Mohan Rupa Prabhu was the leader of the brahmachari. He had a whole group taking to Gaur Mandal Parikrama in the night. They are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So this is what brahmachari life means. If we do not read, if we do not listen to the classes, very quickly we can come down. Come down means our enthusiasm, we shoot down like a nosedive, very quickly. Whenever, like in any area, in my job or any other places, if you see people saying no, I don't want to do this seva, I don't want to do this work, immediately you can guess that the enthusiasm is low. Like one time I was in Los Angeles Parikrama, Los Angeles Rath Yatra, and the devotees from the Portland, they drove all night. And when they drove, so I will tell this later, but what happened, Suhas Prabhu, the temple president of Los Angeles, he was announcing, okay, we need about 6 people to carry a big rod just on the sides of the chariot, big wheels, so that nobody can get trampled by the wheels. And some people raised hand, and then I know one devotee, so they drove from Portland to attend Rath Yatra. They raised their hands. Yes, I will do. So that was the enthusiasm. And then he said, we need some devotees to peel the boiled potatoes like that. So some people raised their hands. But when I came to know that the devotees who drove from Portland, their tire burst and their van flipped 3-4 times. But they were having all seat belts, fortunately. So they were, but they had big, you know, stitches here, 7 stitches here, 3 here, there. And those were those who drove all night, having all medications and get treatment, and they still were in Rath Yatra, and they said, yes, we will take care, do this duty, we'll do that seva. They didn't put any excuse that, Prabhu, because I drove all night and our van got flipped off and tire got burst and we got another van and then we are very tired. So that showed me the dedication, that showed me the determination of those devotees. They are nowadays in Dallas temple. But I felt so much energy in myself, my own self, that look, these devotees, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm from, I drove from Boise, I'm also tired and I don't want to do, but because of their association, there are many devotees here also, they are so much fixed in this, in their seva. Just by seeing them, we feel so much energized in our own spiritual life. So that is the association. So brahmacharis, they may associate devotees, they may do seva, they may chant their rounds, associate and go to for book distribution, read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, attend classes. But to some point, some brahmacharis may think, oh, I want to get married. That's possible. That's not bad either. That's not wrong. So they can think like that. But, and the reason could be like, my son was doing a Bhakti Shastri in Philadelphia almost 2002, so 18 years ago. So we were there, and one of the teacher, he was from Sweden, and we were talking to him, so Prabhu, what do you want to do? And very good knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. And he said, Prabhu, he was a brahmachari, I want to marry now and have a son to whom I want to inject all this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam I have been studying for the last 10 years, and now I want to teach him and train him and bring up a very, very powerful Pakka. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gaur Nithai ki jai, Srila Krishna Balaram ki jai, Srila Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. So I want to make him a Pakka Brahmachari, train him all the Vedic scriptures and like anything. So the intent was to have nice Krishna conscious child. Not that I want to enjoy, like in this case also, Devaki and Vasudev, they are uniting to get God, Krishna. Of course, we all cannot do this. We cannot just follow that, at least devotees. We want to have nice devotee children. So that is practical. And sometimes somebody may think, I want to do seva in a different way. I'm educated, I can go get a job, and I can get married, have some money, raise Krishna conscious children, give donation to temple, that's also okay. But the only problem in this is that we are in a particular ashram and we are not following it properly. That is difficult. So when we think or feel these things, so we have to take advice, we have to take counseling, we have to take guidance, express our feelings to senior Vaishnavas. So that's how we adjust these things. Otherwise, we will be left alone and we will be feeling very much afraid that, oh, if I reveal my mind, and at the same time, the senior devotees, very deep, very considerate, very helpful, not making fun, not making jokes, not making, you know, oh, you are thinking like this. No. We are all always rendered ready to help. Counseling means, senior devotee means, how can I serve you? How can I serve you, Prabhu? That should be the mood, and that is the mood we want. So, and the Krishna conscious life and the material life, very simple. Where we lived, we rise in the morning 4 o'clock to go Mangal Aarti, and the person who lived in front of temple, they also got 4 o'clock, got up. But what they were doing, they were pulling their motorbikes out and loading them on the trucks and putting gasoline on the truck, and then they are going on vacation, on the weekend vacation, and then on the bumps and things, and they are riding on the bike whole day. They also got up 4 o'clock. We also got 4 o'clock. But the big difference, we got 4 o'clock, chant our rounds, do our morning sadhana, go to temple, associate with devotees. We also do job. And non-devotees also do job. But what is the difference? From the money they got, they go for sense gratification. Do so many wrong things. Even if not wrong, but their sense gratification, of course. But devotees, even if they are in a married life, in a job, what they do? They earn, raise Krishna conscious children, have a... And in fact, Grastha life is the... Grastha ashram is the ashram where all the other three ashrams are supported, helped. That is Grastha life. Ideal Grastha is the best thing Srila Prabhupada established in ISKCON. That they follow the regulations and they are not indulging in, like Srila Prabhupada said, sex only for procreation. It may happen in the beginning when people get in a grastha life, Harinam Diksha. And there are four principles are recited in front of everyone that I take a vow to follow these four principles. But there is a possibility that people can slip down from those four vows. But they have to rise back again. It's not that the Prabhu, I slip down and I'm finished. We have to make adjustment again. Fight is a war with Maya. It's not a one-day game. It's everyday game, everyday war. Everyday fight with the senses, everyday fight with the material desires always hanging in the mind and storming the mind, hammering on the mind. Use your senses this way, use your senses this way. So this is everyday struggle. But we can overcome this struggle only in the association of devotees. Only staying with devotees. Only by engaging in service of Krishna 24 hours a day. It's a fact. Not less than that. Like I remember Janmashtami festival, and we got up in the morning, Mangalarti is done, and then now we are in the, and our rounds are done, and then we are in the kitchen and doing this and that, and then we are on the altar and offering bhoga, and then we are again came down, and then aarti again and bhoga again, and 151 preparations, and then in the night there is again abhishek, and it becomes like a 2 o'clock. In the night, finally, all the deities are put to rest and all the flowers are removed and everything happened. And next day morning, again, and sometimes we do complete fasting for like a whole day fasting. And next day also fasting because of Prabhupada's appearance day, and take prasadam 2 p.m. next day. And never tired. No energy loss. No weight loss. No. This can happen. This is not very difficult. Utsaha. If our enthusiasm is low, I will ask a devotee, Prabhu, can you put this kartal from here to there? It will be like I have put as a mountain to put from here to there. Because his enthusiasm is low. And if enthusiasm is high, I can ask, okay, take this table on your head and run over to there. They can run. Because enthusiasm. So enthusiasm is the key. It can go low very quickly. So, sometimes we say like married life is like a dry well, and your 50% life is already finished if you are in a grastha. But by proper following scriptures, grastha life can be even much more, like a manas deho geho jo kichu more arpilu tuva pade. Nanda Kishore. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Manas Deho Geho, my mind, Manas Deho, body, and Geho, my house, home, Manas Deho Geho, Jo Kichu More, whatever I have, Arpilu Tuvapade, I want to offer it to you as my offering. Very purifying, very, and like a devotional life is like we are walking on a razor thin road or walk path, and a little mistake can cause havoc. But when we are settled, you know, not like, you know, back and forth, sometimes I'm feeling down, sometimes when we are up all the time, enthusiastic all the time, then the same road which was so thin, so painful, so narrow will become very wide, will become very, very easy. The process which seemed in the beginning very tough, because at some point we will begin to relish the freedom of these four regulative principles. We will begin to relish that. And the chanting in the beginning, chanting may be like a Naam Aparad, then Naam Abhas, then Shuddha Naam. So Naam Aparad is stage where we are thinking other thing and chanting. But then that will, we don't want to give up chanting. Sometimes people told me, I don't want to chant, because when I want to chant with full focus. And because focus is not there, that's why I don't want to chant. That's not right. We have to make effort. Nama Parad is okay in the beginning. We have to rise. We have to focus more and more. That's what our goal is. So, in the beginning, Shuddha Naam is not there, Namabhas is not there, Namaprad is there, but we keep chanting, and by that, one day we can become fixed. So, in grastha life, if, like we see now, second generation, third generation devotee children are growing up, and they are having children, and when we see them, oh, they are coming temple, big chota and all shaved and everything and big tilak and mala and 5-year-old, 7-year-old children, they are chanting rounds. That is the strength of ISKCON. That is the strength of Srila Prabhupada's program. So, the idea is that Grahe Thako, Vane Thako, Sadahari Bole Dago, even we can become Grahastha, Grahe Thako, Vane Thako, Vanprastha, Sadahari Bole Dago. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, we have to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Like there is a, Prabhupada always quote this, Guru na sasyat, Swajana na sasyat, Patpita na sasyat, Janani na sasyat, Devam na tasyan, Napati. So, we cannot be one who cannot deliver his dependence from the path of repeated birth and death, should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. So this is our duty. We cannot run away from our duty. And mercy will come from Guru. Mercy will come from Krishna. Many times, devotional life is very tough. We begin to accuse devotees and Krishna both that nobody is helping me. I am in trouble. I am in problem. I am in pain. Nobody is there. But believe it or not, Krishna is there. And of course, Prabhupada is there. And of course, devotees are there. But we do not see, we do not feel, we do not relish, or our mind is so disturbed that we don't see that there is a help coming. We feel we are left. Krishna is not helping. But when we chant for the pleasure of Krishna. Rest of the things are side effects. Mind control, problems of life, job, family. All the things are taken care of by Krishna as a side things. Main thing is, we want to chant for to please Krishna and to become attached to Krishna, to become attached to chanting of holy names of the Lord, to attain love of God. In the beginning it may not be there. But like Prabhupada used to give this example a lot, if a girl gets married and she wants a baby, but she has to wait for her husband, you know, do seva duties, and at some point of time, children may take place. It's not that she can get children overnight. Similarly, our devotional life, like the mango. Mango, in the beginning, is hard, is sour. But when it's ripened, it's a tastiest thing we want to have as a fruit. Similarly, in devotional life, in our mature stage, we relish, we enjoy. And we, even if we're not mature, we still enjoy something. We enjoy prasadam. We enjoy dancing in kirtan. We enjoy kirtans. We feel like, wow. Whenever we used to have, like in America, they have a culture like having some Maharaj has come, so we have home programs. And by God, I loved those home programs very much, because they would come to temple kitchen, bring all the stuff and cook all the nice things and take their homes. And then devotees are coming, Maharaj is chanting kirtan, and then Maharaj is giving class. And after the class, everybody is sitting in a circle and honoring wonderful offering prasad and everything, offered to Krishna and then prasad. So that's very much enjoying. We enjoyed that a lot. So in association of devotees, of course. And the problem is like the, is sex bad? But bad is when we not able to manage it. We have to manage it. We have to manage these desires. Prapanchika kathya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshu viparityago falgu vairagya kathyate. So falgu vairagya, there is a river in Bihar named Falgu River. And the name of the river Falgu is because the river goes underground as a subsurface flow. And that's called Falgu River. So like sometimes we are dressed like a devotee, tilak and everything, but we have maybe Falgu devotee, because underlying so many desires are flowing in our heart and mind, and we are engaged in those things, and our thoughts at least may be engaged in those things which are not good. So we have to manage, instead of dry renunciation, which could happen in, of course, it happens in other sampradaya where they have a very dry type of, but in Krishna consciousness, what Prabhupada gave us in our Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we engage ourselves. We don't say neti neti. We believe in serving God. We believe seva. So, and then great majority of devotees choose to marry and gradually master sex desire through regulation. So that is a general thing. But specific could be that they may around at the age of 25 to 32 or 35, like that, within that time frame, if they rigorously engage and become fixed and able to control and become fixed, then they may go for sannyasa. Sannyasa means, like one time, His Holiness Tabal Krishna Goswami once asked a respected 28-year-old brahmachari whether he wanted to marry or take sannyas. Question was, do you want to marry or take sannyas? Tamal Krishna Maharaj asking a devotee, 28-year-old. After considering, the young man said he wanted to remain a brahmachari. And Maharaj replied, that means you want to get married. Let's understand it. Let's analyze what Maharaj said. Maharaj was trying to establish or trying to make a point that if you are a brahmachari up to 30, 32, 35, now you are wearing brahmachari clothes, but in your mind you have decided that you are going to take sannyas. You are a sannyasi from that point on, but because there are certain regulations and limitations of sannyasis, like rising morning, take bath three times, like that. There's so many things for a sannyasi which are very sometimes maybe restrictive or sometimes maybe tough, but man is a mindset. Brahmachari's mindset is that yes, I am on this track, I have decided to stay on this track and nothing can deviate me. And I am taking a vow to be in temple with devotees and engage 24 hours seva. And one day I am going to take sannyas. That's my goal. My goal is not to stay brahmachari. Because if I stay brahmachari, there is a room for becoming grastha. So I want to, because if these things become prominent at the age of 35 or 40 to marry, there may be problems, like we have to manage finance thing, manage leaving a living place for family. So we have to get counseled in terms of those things, how we are going to support the family. So if I'm thinking that way, so I have to take decision now. Because later, long, late decision may cause more difficulties. So that is how we want to manage this thing. And other than that, spiritual life for those who are on this path of Krishna consciousness is very challenging. Like one time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he asked somebody, or he mentioned that, oh, do you want to take Krishna consciousness? Do you want to become Krishna conscious? Oh Baba, then you are going to suffer. Suffer not because of the process or the thing, suffering because we have material desires. And gradually, like Paramahansa, like if we are swimming, having 10 sandbags. So like there was a big sprint runner, he was practicing, I forget his name, Magic Johnson or whatever. So what he did, every day, He had a jacket on it, on him, and in the jacket he would put two marbles, small two marbles, one in this pocket, one in this pocket. And every day he would run. And every day he would keep adding those two small marbles in his pocket and increasing weight of his jacket. And it increased, and he was able to run as fast as he could having that jacket on. And on the day when there was a race, he took that jacket off. And he said, I felt like I was flying. Because he has given up that bag of jackets, that weight. So similarly, we are right now with this baggage of so many desires are attacking us. And this is giving us pain. We cannot be desireless. We cannot be free from desires. But we have to have desires which are meant to please Krishna, which are meant to service of Krishna, which are meant to service devotees as well. Even devotee service is even bigger than that service of Krishna. Serving devotees is so much of importance. So, in this particular reference, married life, and little bit of this freedom of sex life within marriage, within that to get nice devotee children, that is what we aspire for. That is where the Grastha Ashram is. That we want to serve Krishna in a little different way. Of course, this is risky. This is not easy. The path of Grastha is risky and tough, and it's like, you know, fall down and these things happen. But it's safer in some sense, but not fully safe. So that is why books are the basis and the utility is the principle and purity is the force. And four principles and our morning workouts, 4-16-4, rising 4 o'clock in the morning, chant 16 good rounds and automatically four principles are followed and now I am ready to face this maya, this challenge, these difficulties. So 4-16-4 is our code word. 4-16-4, Prabhu. Done. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any comments?
Thank you very much. I remember having to go on Sankirtan, but being ready for Sankirtan, like you said, you were eager to get up early and enthusiastically attend the Kirtan program, and then you chant your rounds with real prayer because the mind starts sending out all kinds of rejection of, you know, I don't want to go out there, I don't want to face these people, or this or that. And, you know, the association is very good. So when you're out on the battlefield and trying to deal with the mind, that morning program is very essential, I think, like taking your vitamins or taking your medicine before the disease takes over you, which is this maya. Maya is very difficult. That negates your good way. So you covered many points there. You mentioned that if one is wanting to get married, then they should have that, this, you know, following the Varnashram Dharma or following the samskaras which are necessary to bring about a Krishna conscious child. But throughout the scriptures, it don't become apparent if you're not ready to perform that yajna. Prabhupada said that if I had told you all these rules and regulations, all of you would say, go home, Swami. Because in the age we're living in, it seems like people are conditioned to not follow the rules and regulations.
Yes, Prabhupada, he gave sannyas back then to very, very young devotees. And sannyas is varjitam in Kali Yuga. And Prabhupada gave that sannyasa to many young devotees, and they were very young, and they were brahmacharis. So, for preaching, for spreading Krishna conscious movement very quickly and to very far level, like all over the world, Prabhupada took that risk. And many times when I would go out on Sankirtana as a family, and my son was at that time 14, 15 years old, and alive after five programs, you know, downtown of many cities in America, and then there are many, many festivals, and where we go and distribute books, and people are wearing very, very less clothes. So many times people ask me that you are taking your young 15-year-old son with you on Sankirtana and there are so many ladies out there wearing very less clothes. So isn't that a risk or isn't that a difficulty or problem? So Hridayananda Maharaj came one time and I asked the same question to Maharaj and I told Maharaj we have started going out to the homes of Indian people because we don't want to go out and preach on the streets to the Western people because my son is young and we have so many bad things out there. So Maharaj said, no, Krishna has promised, Prabhupada has promised, I will go in your mind and clean that desire from your mind. I will clean your mind personally. So even if you take risk for me, I will do everything to protect you, everything to save you. So we, on the power of Srila Prabhupada, on the power of the devotees and sannyasis, we survive and we take that risk. I don't know if I answered or addressed them, but okay, thank you.
So I'm not sure if this question you can ask is connected to this text. But see, like you know, we have the Brahmachari Ashram and then you have the Grihastha Ashram. So when Brahmachari decides to get married, or he wants to be a Grihastha, that's a big mind shift. So along with marriage, a lot of responsibilities. So can you throw some hints? How should one prepare to get move from one ashram to another ashram? What are his thoughts?
Yes, it's a very good question. I had this already point 4 covered here. I couldn't cover in my lecture. Premarital counseling. So while they are considering marriage, a prospective bride and groom greatly benefit from appropriate guidance on such topics as, so they want to discuss these things, spiritual standards. How we follow the spiritual, rise morning in the 4 o'clock, rise in the morning, chant 60 rounds, then you have home deities, then you have to bathe them, then you dress them, then you have to cook for them. So spiritual standards, reading Bhagavad Gita one morning, 1 hour class in the morning and in the evening again, finance, they have to talk finance, where from the money will come, how we will survive, money matters, money is sweeter than honey. So, and then they have to decide on sex life. It's written here. So they have to decide how they want to be, you know, how can they control like this? Can they have sex only for the procreation? Are they prepared, ready for that, both parties? Because it happens in ISKCON very often that husband or wife, one or the other is more advanced. And that causes problem. Because one is more advanced and one is less advanced and then they fight on so many things. So, and then family aspirations. Family aspirations means sometimes the devotee, they marry and they don't want to have, they want to avoid sex completely and no children at all. They decide that, but they're just companion. They travel, preach, give class, read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. And they decide, we are like a friends, we are like a companion, not like a sex object for each other. So that's another thing. And the living arrangements. We need to find a place to live before we get married because we don't want to get on the street, on the road, now Prabhu, I'm looking for a place. But better we look into, by counseling, by proper counseling, a good counselor uncovers the landmines that can potentially blow up a marriage and provides the couple a chance to come to terms on crucial issues before marriage. So it's important that all these things are covered right in the beginning. A decision is, many times it may happen, oh, I'm Brahmachari, I cannot survive, I have these bad desires coming to my mind, I'm chanting, though it's not working, okay, let me look for a good fix-up devotee lady who can help me in my rounds and who can help me with my family. But then help is not handy, because Harman Swami one time he was saying, one devotee asked him, Maharaj, I was thinking of marriage. I have money, I have a house, I have a job, I can. So Maharaj said, yeah. You want to get married? Yes. Go and get married. But you are not, if you are thinking that you are going to get nice prasadam, if you are thinking that you are going to nice house setup, sometimes that doesn't work. Why? Because there may be hormonal things in the mind of your wife or the lady which will make you jump around like acrobats like this. And you will feel like, oh God, nobody told me about this, that they have these hormone problems also. And because of the hormone problems, they're thinking, oh, I'm happy this minute. Next, one moment, I'm not happy at all. And you're thinking, my God, only 5 minutes before you were so happy. And after 5 minutes, you're making my life miserable because of the hormone things. So that thing can make your life difficult. But we have to understand, we have to see that brahmachari to grastha is a transition, is a lot of work. Prabhupada, he recommended to stay brahmachari. I would recommend to stay brahmachari because I know the grastha life. If you have a difficulty in understanding grastha life, ask me, I can explain you word by word the problems of grastha life. I can enumerate 1,000 reasons not to marry. But, you know, people do it. So I can't stop this thing. Nobody can stop. Only a person himself can stop himself. That I don't want to get into this mess. That's the mess. But Krishna conscious family life ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any other? Okay, sorry. One more. Any? Okay, we have one more question here. Sorry about that. Yeah, that was 4, 16, 4, not 464. So that would have killed us. So Prabhupada adjusted 4, 16 and then 4. Rise in the morning, 4 o'clock, chant your 16 good rounds and follow 4 degulative principles. Success. Prabhupada said, if you do it, I will personally take you back to God. So we are relying on Prabhupada. We are completely dependent on Prabhupada. 4, 16, 4 is our slogan, and Prabhupada's mercy will come on top of that like icing on the cake. And then we'll be all set. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.